So you hear Franzia doing your traffic. You hear her on the show occasionally, and I think you're going to learn a lot more about her this morning through her mom and dad, Jane and Joe. Do you know how long your parents have been married now?
They have been married 26 years.
And we've gotten to know mm-hmm. them over the years. We went to your graduation when mm-hmm. you graduated from college. They come around every once in a while.
We watched Jane freak out to see Blondie at Mix Fest.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah,
right. So occasionally, Franzia will take the recorder home with her and just record stuff with her mom and dad. And usually she lets them know about it. She records conversations. Well, this time you just, what? You used your phone?
I just hit the button and left it on the table.
So this was like before dinner or after dinner, something like that?
I think this was the middle of dinner.
Right. And it's so all, and you live at home. So mm-hmm. this is going on all of the time.
Yes.
And the first part of this conversation, it's a little bit shorter clip, but I guess mom and dad are very upset that Franzia doesn't know what the word fodder means.
Okay.
Did you graduate from high school with a working vocabulary?
You were a communications major. Language
is supposed to be your thing. Oh my God, that's right. She's a communications
major. She's an idiot.
Why am I supposed to know what fodder means?
Because you're 25.
24.
And you really should be reading like the newspaper and various periodicals occasionally.
I read Cosmo.
Oh, well, there you go. That's the authority on intellect. That's why she's in charge of like the pop culture questions.
Oh my God, that's so how they yell at you at dinner?
Your dad called you an idiot.
Oh, I have.
Oh my God, that is brutal, dude.
She's a communication.
She's an idiot.
It's all in good fun.
I guess.
No, really. That's just kind of how we interact.
I'm traumatized.
I don't know.
Got a text message from the 781. I used to work with Jane. She's hilarious.
Is this Sharon?
I don't know who it is.
It might.
And they should really watch, you know, what they say about words, because I don't think a periodical is.
Oh, you like that. Just wait. Yeah.
All right, so here's the next one, and this is Franzia asking about her mom, who is apparently taking computer classes mm-hmm. now so that she can better work a computer.
How are the computer classes going, Jane?
They are going great.
What have you learned?
You know what?
What have you learned?
She learned that RAM is not just a goat.
Dad jokes.
You yell at me, scream, get out of the way, I'll do it.
Because you don't know what any of the buttons do.
And then press the same button six times.
And then you're like, Joe, it's not working, okay?
That is such an unfair characterization.
I really resent it.
It's actually the truth.
Wicked accurate.
No, it's wicked accurate.
It is.
My God. It's wicked accurate. You sound like the Irish fishwoman from Dorchester.
No one knows who that is. That's another Grammy.
Everyone knows who that is. If I had a solid thought, it would crack my skull. What the heck is going on with her down at that station?
They're blaming us for this garbage that's happening at home.
The fact that your dad made a bad joke.
There's a lot of twists and turns.
You literally just yell at each other at dinner. That's all that I'm getting out. Do you even eat?
Yeah, did you hear the forks at the beginning?
What the heck is going on with her down at that station?
Giving me angina. I can't do it.
You guys should come over for dinner.
No thanks.
Okay, so here I guess mom gets frustrated by everything that's happening.
And more frustrated, you mean?
Yes, and she just wants to go spend money. It, like she's going to take you and you guys are going to go shopping.
That's
or something.
What we do when my dad pisses my mom off. We go, we're going to go
retail
spend
therapy
money.
Works every time.
Francesca just finds it absolutely necessary to find fault with me on every count.
Right. I don't find fault with you for anything. You're my
You find honey. Fault with me for everything.
No, I don't.
Except
you
my cookies.
Beautiful. I love your cookies.
All right, this is over. This is so over right now. I'm going out.
Where are you going?
Anywhere, but here.
We're going to spend money. Goodbye.
Shh.
Very upset, right?
I think your dad was making a sexual advance at your
I
mom.
I felt like cookies meant something else.
Yeah.
How observant y'all are.
You're going to get a brother or sister.
I missed that one.
At least you're still love in the room, I guess. Yeah.
So again,
angry
remember,
love.
This is Franzia's mom and dad. They have no idea that this is all being recorded.
She is not allowed to bring you to Kimball's.
What?
That is the new house rule.
Oh, come on. First, there was no ice cream during the summer.
Well, you've started buying yourself ice cream, so Kimball's off the table.
Weeks. You know, Kimball's is closing in a week.
No, you are not going
to
Kimball's anymore.
I hate her.
He said
you're
which.
Sitting there with your little cup of...
I have two tablespoons. You have two cups at night.
No, I don't.
You're unbelievable. That's why a half gallon of ice cream lasts you 2.5 days.
You don't even buy half a gallon.
Are you recording
anymore.
That?
Nope.
Give me it.
Wow, ice cream is such a source of contention in your home.
It really is.
Have the police ever been called to your house?
Nope.
She's a communications
engineer.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.